I'm going to preach a 10-minute message. Yeah, I know you don't believe that. Psalms 85:6. I'm not even going to put a title because I'm not going to preach that long, John. If you want to put, we need revival if it goes, but 85:6. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Jimmy, thank you for driving that bus. Poor Jimmy filled in and the bus broke down. And they didn't get home to about 3, and Pastor Dave went there, didn't get his meal, and they needed one. They didn't get home to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon sometime. And the ministry's filled with all kinds of ups and downs. It's heartaches and sorrows. It's filled with hard decisions. And when you want to do things, it's the adversary battles you. By the way, I talked to you about Dr. Anderson. I wrote to Dr. Anderson just thanking him for taking a stand and thanking him for helping the works of God. I mentioned that this morning. He's going to be coming to our church. Amen. And he called me the other day, talked to me for 30 minutes. 30 minutes, Brother Mike. And he's in Hawaii right now, just suffering for Jesus. And I had a great time talking to him. He said, "Preacher, I'm going to get back to you in about a month, and I'm going to give you. I'd like to come to your church." And I said, "We'd love to come. When he comes, I want to honor him." I didn't write to him for one penny. And some of you might. I didn't write for him for one penny. That was not. I wrote to him because I was thankful for his stand and for all that he's done for Christ. God knows my heart. And you might never get a penny, but I'll tell you, when he comes, we're going to honor him. Amen. We're going to honor him for serving God the way he has and helping all these ministries he's had over the years. And I'm excited about him. He's given me, I've got his direct cell phone. He said, "I want you to call me anytime, all the time." And I think I'll call him tomorrow just to see how he's doing. Amen? And look at one verse. Pastor Dave was planning to preach tonight. I told him, I said, and I was tired after this morning. I really was. But before I came, the Lord said, he told me to do something. And I tried to, you men, Brother Mark, you young preacher, Denny, always try to be led of God. No, Brother Michael, always be led of God. Don't worry about what people think. You do what the Spirit of God tells you. Here's what the Lord told me to do. Speaking on a few minutes on this one verse, and then we're going to get down. The men at Wana, we're going to get down and pray. Amen. I think this country needs a lot of prayer, Carl. Amen. And I think we as a church need to pray on our knees. Yes. I think you men need to get around here and pray for you, for your lives and for our country. Let's look at one verse. By the way, Josh has got a great joke about Columbus. Josh, if you want to see a good joke about Columbus, Christopher Columbus, see Josh afterwards. I'd say it, but I can't remember it, Josh, how it went. But it was outstanding. It was related to the Democratic Party. And so, wilt thou not revive us? By the way, I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican, they're not going to revive America. Wilt thou not revive us again? How many have got 85:6? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? I'm going to tell you right now, without revival, there's no rejoicing. When you walk away from God, when people aren't walking to God, they're not happy. They're mourning. They're depressed. Why are most Christians depressed? Because their heart needs to be revived. Amen. Why are most Christians discouraged? Because their heart needs to be revived. Amen. Let's pray. Father, fill my mind. I don't even have an outline. You told me to take that verse, and I'm going to go with it. I'm trying to be obedient. And Father, I just pray that you'll bless tonight. And God, I pray that we can reach up to heaven when we pray tonight. Oh God, America needs a revival. I need revival. This church needs a revival. This country needs revival. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless my homes of all my ladies and my men and my children. And I pray there'll be a moving of the Holy Ghost, that there'll be a revival that this city and this country has never known. Please come down. I'm begging for a revival. I pray for Brother Billy over in Lima. Pray that eternal decisions will be made there this week. But I pray, dear God, for Bethel. We need to do some great things for you before you come back. And I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to just say a few words to you. If there ever was a need for revival, 2009, in March of 22nd, we need revival. I know the AIG problem up there and the White House is all kinds of problem, but that's not going to bring revival. Brother Mike, I don't care if Mr. Liddy finds out how to fix that big mess. That's not going to bring revival. This economy, a stimulus that they're putting in, that's not going to bring revival. The Democrats don't have a revival package. The Republicans don't have a revival package. I'm going to tell you, foreign policy, and by the way, our foreign policy is in bad shape. But even if you get it in good shape, it's not going to bring revival. I'm going to tell you what America needs today. Brother Bud, you and I think you and I know what I'm saying. You're still my senior by some years, but I have never seen America in the spiritual shape and in the financial shape and the physical shape as I see it today. Economically, this country's collapsed. Spiritually, this country's collapsed. It is. And if you think it isn't, you're fooling yourself. I'm going to tell you right now, America's greatest need now is God. America has left God, said no to God, pointed their fist at God, shouted at God, cursed God, ran God out of the White House, ran God out of the courthouse, ran God out of the schoolhouse, and they ran him out of the church house. And I'm telling you right now, we better get him back. The only hope for America is revival. If you want to save something for your kids, you better beg God every day. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, move my heart, move my life, bring revival. I'm going to tell you right now, this country's at the brink that we've never seen, and you older folks know what I'm talking about. Young kids never, you don't understand what's going on in America like this, older folks. We know what's going on. Any day, big things could happen. I'm like Pastor Dave. Why get depressed over it? Let's go out and take advantage of it. Let's go after people. What we need to do now, more than we've ever done, we need the thirst for revival. We need the hunger for revival. We need to say, God, I had a man booked for revival, Brother Morris. He had a cancer. He had going out of the country. I had a man booked for 2 weeks from now, but he canceled. I'm going to tell you, we don't need him, though. We need to get close to God on our own. There might be another evangelist I'll bring in later, but I'm going to tell you what God told me. I need to get revived. You need to get revived. I need to get my heart right. You need to get your heart right. I need to get my life cleaned up. You need to get your life cleaned up. I need to study this Bible. I mean, really study it and thirst it and drink it and take it in. And so do you. What I want you to do today, I want you to say, oh God, give me revival. Give me revival. Listen, there's 100,000 things I could bring up to you tonight. But what's going wrong? But the reason it's going wrong is because we need revival. The answer to every problem that we have tonight is we need revival. Your marriage is messed up. You need revival. Your life is messed up. You need revival. You're depressed. You need revival. You need discouraged. You need a revival in your life. You don't care about people going to hell. You need revival. You don't care about reading your Bible. You need to be revived. You don't care about praying. You don't care about soul winning. You don't care about missions. You don't care about cleaning the church up. You don't care about nothing. You need revival. Amen. Boy, I'm starting to feel good. pollen in the valley. Lester Roloff. And I'm going to be preaching. I think I'm going to be preaching on revival next Sunday morning. I'm working on something for this Wednesday, but it's not on revival. About a person in the Bible. Did you ever look at the life of Judas Iscariot? I might bring some things out to you Wednesday night. We'll see if the Lord lets me. Take a study of his life. Boy, he didn't need revival. He needed to be saved. He wasn't the child of God. He was lost. He didn't lose his salvation. He never had it. The Bible says that they said they were of us, but they did not continue because they were not of us. Jesus said, "Didn't I pick 12 and one of you is a devil?" He didn't fake Jesus out. And by the way, we're not faking him out either with our phony lives, our so-called Christianity, with reading the Bible and saying, "Hey, amen," and then walking out and doing evil stuff afterwards. That's not revival. Revival turns that stinking TV off. Revival says no to pornography. Revival says no to drugs. Revival says no to alcohol. Hello, hello. Revival says no to promiscuity and doing things you shouldn't do with other girls and boys. Revival says you love your wife and you love your husband, you love your children, and you're thankful for them. Well, we need to be thanking God for some things. You know, sometimes it's good to walk close to death. It makes you appreciate life more. I know one thing we need. We need revival. And Brother Steve, I hope God makes me a burning fire for him. Because when I get feeling good, I'm a fireball. Brother Mike, you and Katie's never seen me preach when I'm well. Wait, boy, I spit, snot, everything. I really can fly. What I want tonight is this. I want God to know. By the way, that film that they had me watch, what's the name of that film? Fireproof. Is that name Fireproof? Get that video. Every family in this church ought to watch that. You got it at Walmart, right? Fireproof. It's called Fireproof, and every person in this church ought to watch that show. It's not perfect. There's some things that I would, but there's a lot of great truth. You take the apples out of the basket, what you like, and you leave the rest that you don't like. Again, it's Hollywood. It's Christians doing it, but you don't always get fundamental things like that. But the truth behind it will help your marriages. Will even help your lives. And so, well, look at that verse when I'm going to close. Wilt thou not revive us? You think we have happened that we may rejoice? You know why America's sad? They need revival. You know why people are committing suicide? They need revival. Do you know why over 50% of marriages are breaking up? And by the way, I'm talking about even Christian homes. We need revival. You know why teenagers are having so much problems and getting on the computer on those websites, MySpace? You can tell preachers don't know too much about that stuff. But I know it's no good. Aussie, I hope you don't got no MySpace. Don't you get no MySpace, Aussie. Bailey Ray either, or any of the other ones, Natty, or any of them. You stay off that stinking computer. It's no good. There's no reason for a kid to have a computer. I mean that. Adults can control it. If they need something, let you sit down with them if they do the schoolwork or something. But they don't. There's no reason a kid should be on a computer by themselves. Hello, it's quiet here now, isn't it? Amen. See, I don't know, because you need revival. We need revival. I'm going to tell you, Bethel is an above average church, and we desperately need revival. And if we desperately need it, how much more does the country need it? I want us to pray. Heavenly Father, please bring revival in my life. Lord, make me care about souls going to hell. Dear God, please let me care more about souls going to hell than anything. Lord, I pray that I will be a steward that would be, Lord, that would be approval in your eyes. And dear God, I pray for my people that tonight would be a start, a spark. Oh God, I pray the Holy One of God will come down tonight. Would there be a little, just a little spark of revival right here tonight in this 15-minute message? I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, "Preacher, my life's not right. It really isn't. Pray for me." Who'd say that? Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. We need revival. We need revival. Is there any to say tonight, "Preacher, I'm not saved. Pray for me." Anyone like that at all? Pray for me. Pray for me. We're going to have one verse of invitation. You know what? I'm not going to have an invitation, honey. Thank you for the mark. I'm not. But you might as well stay up here, Mark. With every head bowed and every eye closed, what I want to do is this. I want to close this service out in prayer. I want you godly ladies in your pew to pray. I want you to pray that God will give me a miracle healing. I don't even have to take insulin anymore. Amen. That he'll help me lose this weight and help me to continue to walk and help me be the best pastor I could ever be. I want, and all you men that would want to come and pray tonight. You don't have to pray. You don't have to come. But for those men that would like to come, we're just going to have a few men come around here and pray right now. The men that would like to pray, I want you to come right now around the altar. You don't have to do this. I just want those that want to come. Please, you do not have to come. But I just want the men that want to come and pray.